A regional nonprofit tribal organization is putting several million dollars into creating video games infused with Alaska Native values and culture. Cook Inlet Tribal Council is hoping to engage, empower, and educate young people, and to make money from what it says is the nation's first indigenous-owned video game company. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Cook Inlet Tribal Council, or CITC, has become partners with E-Line Media, a New York-based video games developer and publisher. The joint venture is named Upper One Games, a play on the phrase Lower 48. Gloria O'Neill is president and CEO of both CITC and Upper One. She says CITC was looking for profitable business ventures and picked this one because it offers the opportunity to reach out to the next generation.
We are in a digital world now, and our young people, they've grown up around technology, and for the education community to be relevant and to connect with young people, that there will be different uses of technology that will be coupled with curriculum.
O'Neill says the first game they're launching is for all consumers and features an Inupiaq girl using strength, courage, and her reliance on others to survive in the Arctic.
What will be a part of this first game, the value of interdependence, which was based upon, a common theme within our communities as we all survived for 10,000 years together.
O'Neill says storytellers, artists, elders, and youth have all been part of the video game development process. She says they took the development team to Barrow to get a sense of the people and landscape there. E-Line founder and president Alan Gershenfeld says Upper One's first game will be unique.
I think when you look at that art style and the vision and the care and the craft that's going into it, I really think this is going to look, that this first consumer game is really going to look and feel unlike any game that's been out there.
Upper One is also developing a game, Historia, which can be used as part of the study of ancient civilizations, a core course for seventh graders, and later games will be about social change. Gershenfeld says E-Line Media first met with CITC on just one project, but came to see that E-Line's mission of developing games that create gateways to new ideas, themes, and interests closely aligned with CITC's goal of building a sustainable business that could empower youth.
We bring very different skills and very different backgrounds, but we truly have a shared mission. And we realized, we could have manifested that just in a project or two, but we realized it's going to be much stronger if we build a portfolio, and if we're building a portfolio, we really want to kind of be in each other's shoes in terms of helping each other out at a company level.
Pitta Benz is Vice President for Social Enterprise at CITC and the Chief Operating Officer at Upper One. She agrees the partnership grew out of shared beliefs.
The story of what we're doing has resonated with people that have made tremendous amount of commercial success in their lives and are really looking to do something meaningful that they can be proud of and tell their kids that they're proud of.
Gershenfeld says his company brings a track record of success with games such as Pitfall, Mayan Adventure, Interstate 76, and the Tomb Raiders games to the partnership. He says E-Line Media will invest funds and help find funding for future games, which Ben says need to be successful.
We can't, make money for the organization and share our stories with the world if we don't have a fun game that people are going to buy. So we're really driven by, where are the opportunities for sales.
Upper One Games plans to release its first game in the fall of 2014. O'Neill says profits from the video games will be used to support other educational programs at CITC. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.